This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. Crossing Healthcare is a federally qualified health center that provides primary outpatient medical care to Macon and surrounding counties. The providers at Crossing Healthcare are passionate about bringing the best care to those with the highest need. Every Monday, Tanya Andrews joins us to talk about just that. Tanya, the community and our community, surrounding communities, communities across the United States of America are reeling from, you know, months of a pandemic, and now with the social unrest that is going on, it is a scary, can be a scary place out there. I want people to know that Crossing is there as a resource for people who really need the help.
You're absolutely right, Brian. You know, things are so hard right now. I think that, you know, I look out over this community, and I, like you, love our community, and I love the people here, and there are so many folks that are really struggling and suffering on many different levels. And Crossing is here, obviously, for healthcare, but behavioral health support, substance use treatment. You know, we are a resource and can be accessed anytime with just a phone call, 877-9117, because I know that there's a lot of challenges and it's a hard time.
It really is. Let's talk about people who may be feeling extra anxiety, mental strain. I mean, I think that's probably just about everyone in the United States of America.
That's me too, right?
Yeah.
So right now, I think that the basic things that we've been talking about, really this whole pandemic, again, hold true now. And first and foremost, you know, we're all consuming a lot of media, a lot of social media, the news. I can't tell you how many people have told me anecdotally just this morning that they listened to the scanner all night long last night, and it kept them up and it got them worked up. And so I think that knowing when you need to personally shut things off is probably the first step to, and the first thing that's important. We're very fortunate that the weather has turned, and so getting outside into some nature and disconnecting would be really good coping skills right now. We are very busy. Our behavioral health therapists have already started getting phone calls today from our patients. You know, this is a tough time, and so just taking some active steps to help manage your own personal stress so that you can be a resource to your friends and your neighbors right now, because we all need to be together. We need to lean on one another in solidarity and in support.
I think, by and large, our community is pretty good at that, Tanya. We're resilient. Maybe it's because we were always sort of having to deal with, you know, tough times or tough things that have happened in society over the years, that we've learned how to bounce back. And my hope and prayer, I know there's a press conference from the NAACP at 11 o'clock in front of the Civic Center. The protest here of people wanting to express their feelings have been, by and large, peaceful. And people getting their messages out there. I know last night was a rough night for law enforcement folks and for firefighters and first responders, and people will always, it seems like no matter how tough things are, there are, will always be a certain number of people who will try to take advantage of that. But I worry about social media, people's anxiety. It seems like if you live in that world 24/7, it's just a hateful world. It's not good for your mental health.
It's not, Brian, and I think that people need to step away from it. I think people need to recognize that that it's only fueling their anxiety, and I think setting limits. You know, we do that with our kids on their video games, and we need to do that with ourselves. We need to decide that we're going to, you know, scroll through our Facebook feed between this time and that time, and then we're going to set it aside, and we need to set some real boundaries and limits with ourselves, because you're absolutely right. It's fueling our anxiety. It's fueling anger and frustration, because it doesn't matter. You know, you've pointed this out. Social media feeds are designed to bring you the things that support what you want to see. And so it fuels people's anger. It fuels people's frustrations. And I think that it's not healthy right now for us as a people personally, but not for us as a community, because you are right. We are a strong community, and we have a longstanding history of being supportive and working together and getting through some really tough times, and this will be no different. My firm belief is that Decatur will get through this time of unrest, and that our leaders will listen, and that we will make actions to improve the overall issues that we face surrounding racial injustice. I know that we'll make changes, and I know that this community will hear those cries for change, and we will do better than other communities. And so we need to make smart choices that we don't get bogged down in the anxiety.
All right,
and we work on solutions.
Absolutely. And let's talk about some of those solutions. You got a lot of people who are out of work. You know, they're losing their health insurance.
Yeah.
They can't afford COBRA and other options that are available to them. But you guys have an answer to that. There is a solution. People don't need to be depressed about what they're going to do about their health insurance. You guys are there and ready for them.
We are. And, you know, we all in our state pay a lot of federal taxes into the federal government. And Crossing Healthcare is one of the conduits to get federal dollars back into our community. And so we are a federally qualified health center. We are here to provide comprehensive, high-quality health care, regardless of people's ability to pay. And right now, there's a lot of people who have been furloughed or can't, to your point, can't afford their COBRA. And they don't have to go without health care. There's a lot of people that are on maintenance medications and suddenly need a refill, suddenly need a doctor's appointment, and don't want that extra bill. Right now, an extra expense of a doctor's bill can be the one thing that sort of sets their finances out of whack. And so making a phone call, 877-9117, we are scheduling appointments within 1 to 2 days of your call, and we'll get you in. We'll get you seen by a primary care physician or nurse practitioner and get you the medicine, refills, the health care that you need. And so it is a solution, and I think that now more than ever we've got to focus. There are a lot of great resources in Macon County, and Crossing is one of them.
No doubt about it. Listen, continued success to you and your entire crew. You guys have so many people that are dealing with people each and every day across a lot of fronts, and we are so thankful that you guys are such a huge resource in this community. Be safe. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, Tanya Andrix from Crossing Healthcare.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.